Welcome to the Hillsborough School District HR High Five Podcast. This podcast focuses on the highlights and achievements of our amazing employees. The next two episodes will be focused on discovering internal growth pathways for employees at HSD. Employee growth is a broad topic, and it can include participation in degree programs that help elevate you to new positions and access to funding opportunities to support your goals. But it can also encompass unique employee-directed initiatives. You will hear stories about those resources and the creative ways that HSD partners with employees to dream big and achieve new levels of success. Today's episode might sound a little different, as it is guest-hosted by me, Kim Baer, Talent Recruitment and Retention TOSA.
Hi everyone, my name is Ashley Irwin. My preferred pronouns are she, her, Aya. My current job title is Department Admin Support 3, and I have worked with HSD for 7 or 8 years.
Awesome. To get us started, can you share about how you arrived at your current position in Student Services?
Yeah, I started with ESS, our subsystem, over at Jackson Elementary School in their Life Skills program as an SEA. And through that, I learned a lot. Wasn't hired permanent over there. It was a temporary position and ended up getting a job the following year over at Witch Hazel Elementary as a regular education assistant, title assistant. And was quickly tapped at that school to fill the void that was being left by our technology instructor. And so I taught our technology special, or instructed our technology special. Through that, and just engaging with kids, it's my favorite thing. And so I was just kind of naturally filled into the library media assistant position. So we then could combine our library special with our technology special. After a few years of that, I ended up just kind of looking for different ways to grow within the district. I didn't necessarily see myself taking on that student debt to become a teacher in the license sense. And so I kind of looked around and thought that, you know, how could I expand my reach of service within my classified position and getting up to the district level and supporting from that aspect seemed like my next best step. So I applied for the department admin support for ECSE, the early childhood team. And then that kind of evolved into where I'm at now, where I'm assisting our director of student services, Wendy Ramos.
Thank you so much for sharing. So what steps did you take personally and professionally to grow your skill set to be able to take on this new position?
I definitely collaborated a lot with the staff around me. There's just so much to learn from those around us and the teams that we support. I also made efforts of using our tuition reimbursement program and attending night courses at PCC. And through that, I've really been able to expand in this current role, taking classes such as very fun ones that are exciting to everyone, business analytics for Excel, intro to accounting, things that just will help me progress as I continue to serve the district.
Awesome. Describe for our listeners how your past and current supervisors have supported your career dreams.
I was so fortunate when I started over at Jackson that Sarah Crane was the administrator over there at the time, and she's just such a lovely person and administrator to work with. And so it really started me out on a really good foot. With just supervisors and how she was always, you know, in our classroom, how can I support, what can I do for you guys? And then it kind of had a little bit of a bumpy start when we moved over to Witch Hazel because we were kind of in between principals. We had an interim principal team for a little bit, and we finally landed with Christy Walters. And Christy is she's just so talented in how she runs a building and knows how to support what she really knows what each staff member brings to the table and allows a lot of autonomy. And so when I was able to transition into these positions with more student contact time, she noticed that I did have a lot of tech skills, a lot of innovation, a lot of creative, artsy things that I would implement, and just let me really be me and put myself forward to best serve kiddos and best engage them.
Thank you. It's been so great to hear more about your career path. You are a great example of someone who has achieved growth in the district. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Marta Rodriguez Ciordia. I prefer the pronouns ella, she, her. I am the HR director for Classified, and I have worked with Hillsborough School District for the last 20 years.
Amazing. We would love to hear about your career growth and journey here at HSD. Please tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, I started, like I said, this is my 20th year in September. I still remember the first day that I walked to my interview into Peter Bosco for an assistant position. I then became a teacher, an instructional coach, a principal, and now I'm in the HR department as an HR director for Classified with many positions in between.
Amazing. What HSD resources did you take advantage of to support your career goals?
You know, I'm very proud to be HSD because of all the opportunities that it has given me. I was able to take advantage of professional development programs that helped me refine the skills in the different positions. I sought out mentors within the district that went ahead and challenged me. They shared their experience and supported me as I navigated through those positions. I was part of great teams as we collaborated together. Mm-hmm. The district helps a lot to do that. And I took advantage of leadership incentives and participated in leadership programs. And throughout all of that, I established feedback mechanisms where, mm-hmm. as I was growing, I was also getting feedback on how to get better.
Thank you. What advice would you give to someone who may be considering a similar path?
You know, I think it's very important to stay curious. Always seek out new learning opportunities, workshops, professional development within your own building or department. It's important to build relationships, connect to mentors, to peers, collaborate. Embrace the challenge and stay open to change. Don't be shy about asking questions on how you can go ahead and participate in different things. They often lead to most significant growth. Mm-hmm. And always, the focus should be the students. Always remember that the ultimate goal is to serve our students.
Thank you so much for being here today. Your story is inspiring, and we hope it is encouraging to our listeners.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to part one of this series about internal pathways at HSD. We look forward to providing more on this topic next month. Did you know that there are opportunities to access professional improvement funds as an employee? Head to the HR department page on the HSD website for more information. We also encourage you to follow HSD Jobs on Instagram as we highlight even more stories throughout the school year about Grow Your Own. This year on the High Five podcast, we will be introducing guest hosts, like myself, to facilitate interviews with our guests. We like to keep things exciting around here and hope you continue to tune in each month to hear more. Episodes are available on the streaming platform of your choice. Until next time, HSD.